You may have seen cars around town lately with a fuzzy pink mustache attached to the front. The adornment identifies the cars as part of Lyft. It's one of two rideshare services newly operating in Milwaukee. The other is called Uber. Both operate in other cities as well. As WWM reports, the company's future here could depend on what common council members decide after a public hearing on Wednesday. Like taxicabs, Lyft and Uber provide rides for customers, but there are differences. For instance, if you want a ride from Lyft, you can't hail one of the mustachioed cars on the street. Rather, you register for the service online, then use a mobile device to locate a driver.
Right now, I am about to open up the Lyft app and show you how to request a ride.
Jillian Imelkovsky lives on Milwaukee's East Side. She wants to visit a coffee shop a couple miles away.
So when we open it, you see who is in the area. It looks like there is two drivers nearby, so I'm going to request a Lyft.
The screen on Imelkovsky's phone shows a photo of the nearest driver, along with his name and a photo of his car. She uses the app to summon him.
It looks like it should just take a couple of minutes for him to get here. You can start to see him driving towards us. I love it because you know exactly who the driver is. You know how long it's going to take for him or her to get to us.
In a couple minutes, a black Ford Fusion with a pink mustache pulls up. Imelkovsky says using the Lyft system gives her a sense of security.
The fact that I know that all the drivers are background checked and the cars actually have annual maintenance checks on them.
And when it comes to the person showing up, you see the mustache and you see the picture of them on the app?
And the picture of their car, yep. I don't have to worry that somebody else is going to pull up and be like, hey, I'm Peter. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not in Peter's car. You don't look like Peter's picture.
The driver is Peter Bergelis. And like the rest of Lyft's drivers, he uses his own car.
It's the new sharing economy. It's sharing resources that are otherwise idle.
His app shows him a photo of the person requesting the ride. It also keeps track of how long the ride takes, and the charge goes onto the rider's credit card. This trip to the coffee shop costs $6. Bergelis will get 80%. The rest goes to the company. He says in a typical week he makes several hundred dollars. The income supplements his salary as a loan officer for Shore West Realtors.
Not to say that I spend every Friday night in my car, but if I don't have other plans, making a couple extra bucks instead of sitting at home watching TV is a good option for me.
A portion of the money Bergelis has earned working for Lyft could end up going to the city of Milwaukee if he has to pay licensing and permit fees. A proposed ordinance would regulate Lyft and Uber. Right now, the city does not regulate the companies, as it does taxicab service. At a public hearing last week, Alderman Bob Bauman said by operating in Milwaukee, the two companies are violating the law.
We aren't sending out the troops for now because we want to see if we can deal with this in a rational, calm, professional way and accommodate new technology and accommodate new ways of doing business, recognizing that there's some value in having new competition in the market.
Competition with cab companies. They don't want it, according to Red Christensen of the Wisconsin Association of Taxi Cab Owners. He says Lyft and Uber put cabs at a disadvantage because the two are free of costly regulations.
Many other cities have put cease and desist orders against them until they could get regulated. That hasn't happened here in Milwaukee.
The cab companies and their drivers already are concerned about more competition from traditional taxis. The city is also considering a proposal to lift its cap on the number of taxi licenses it issues. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.